From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An airstrike in Syria destroys a hospital in Aleppo. The hospital was supported by the charity Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead were two doctors, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. Sam Taylor is the Syria Communications Coordinator for Doctors Without Borders.
We're absolutely appalled. Doctors Without Borders is appalled that this continues to happen. This is not the first time. This is the seventh time that a Doctors Without Borders supported hospital has been attacked in this year alone.
The airstrike was part of a violent 24-hour period in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. United Nations envoy Stefan de Mistura says the February cessation of hostilities that he helped negotiate hangs by a thread and could totally collapse at any time. He said he plans to hold another round of peace talks next month, but called for the ceasefire to be revitalized before a date is set. Austria has approved new laws that permit the government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. The law also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries such as Syria. The legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their families in Austria. International monitors told the United Nations Security Council Thursday that violations of a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine have reached alarming numbers not seen in months. Etugrul Apakan, the chief monitor for the OSCE team, called for a cessation of hostilities and a sustainable ceasefire. Both sides blame the other for the violations. This is VOA News.